this garbage, what is your name?
Virginia Walker.
Okay, Mr. Walker, hold one second, who's my, Mr. Walker? The honorable this, wind house, we're conducting our hearing, so just hold on to the phone, ma'am.
Hi.
Okay, Ms. Walker?
Yes?
Could you please state your full name and your ABC number?
284-823, Lavinia, L-A-V-E-D-I-A, Walker.
Thank you, ma'am. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the three allegations that are on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing. You signed a form that told you the hearing would be today.
Yes.
Do you remember signing that form?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. On that form, there's a list of your hearing rights, and one of those is that you can hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. Did you hire an attorney today, or will you represent yourself?
I guess I would be representing myself.
Okay, thank you. And before we go any further, are you able to see us on the video screen?
No, ma'am. I think it's in out of commission at the moment.
Okay, just the screen, because we can see you.
See me?
Yes, we can see you, but you cannot see us. Okay, well, I was going to introduce you to the board by having you look at the screen, but I'll forget that, because then I'm going to introduce the board. I'll tell you who's present. We have the Honorable Louis Quinones, we have the Honorable David Newell, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, our board chairman, and the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing. So there are five of us in the room today.
Yes.
Okay. We also have, representing the Department of Corrections, we have Mr. Westby. And Mr. Westby's a parole officer, so he will represent the department and your parole officer in this hearing. So I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Westby and Ms. Walker, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Ms. Walker?
Yes.
And Mr. Westby?
I do.
Thank you. Ms. Walker, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we get started for phase one, what I'm going to do is I'll read each one of these allegations. I'll ask you to respond if they're true or false. Okay, so you understand the process?
Yes.
Okay, here is allegation number one. It is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of cocaine on or about January 17th, 2019, per the task lab report dated January 18th, 2019. Ms. Walker, is that true or false?
Yes, it was.
That's true?
I'm not going to lie. Yes,
okay.
It was.
Well, good. We don't want you to lie. Thank you.
No, I'm keep it real.
Good, thank you. Allegation number two, then, is that you were in violation of condition number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on January 29th, as verbally directed on January 29th of 2019. Ms. Walker, is that true or false?
That's probably true, too.
That's true, okay. And then the third allegation is you were in violation of condition 12A, demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer the next business day, January 30th, after your discharge from your approved residence on January 29th, 2019. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were an absconder from supervision. Ms. Walker, is that true or false?
I'm going to say that's mediocre, but I'll say that's true, too.
That's true? Okay, thank you. Based on this Walker's admission that I moved to find her delinquent as she violated the terms and conditions of her supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal as a company.
Second. Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded. Mr. Johnson agreed, Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Ms. Walker, hold on just a moment while I complete your paperwork here. Absolutely, because that was just phase one of the hearing. Now we'll go to phase two, and in phase two, you'll have ample opportunity to tell the board anything you'd like. But before we start phase two, what I'll do is I'm going to ask Mr. Westby to give us all some background information about your case. So just stay on the line, and then we'll talk and ask questions in just a moment. Okay, ma'am? Thank you. Mr. Westby.
Mr. Mark was released from Arizona Department of Corrections on June 15, 2018. She was arrested on February 13, 2019 by Phoenix PD, no new charges. She was back in U.S. custody on February 13, 2019 with an adjusted community supervision ending of April 28, 2019, 14 of 7 days. Current conviction, 2014, shoplifting, 4.5 years. 2014, dangerous guard violation, 4.5 years. She has a prior conviction in 2013 for narcotic drug violation, 1 year. This is her second term in DOC, CUIR score 3.3, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2013, TIS release completion, 3 months. Disciplinary violations are moderate, drugs, disorderly conduct, threats, and violence noted. Other arrest, 1993, domestic violence, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation, 1998. Degrees for conspiracy, Arizona, felony conviction, probation, 2010, promoting prison contraband, Arizona, felony conviction, probation, 2010, dangerous drug violation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. Her community risk score is a G1B2.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. So back to you, Ms. Walker. We have a somewhat lengthy written summary of what happened while you were on supervision. And it looks like you had some trouble establishing a residence.
Exactly.
All right. So it looks like you started out at the Skelly House. And there was a problem there with
shingles.
You had shingles, okay?
Yes, and I got yes. So that's the reason why they put me out there.
Okay, but it said that you removed a medical. You removed a IV that you had.
Exactly, that's false. There's no way that the doctor would let me remove an IV off of myself to just to leave. Shield is not something that you can just get like that. So, no. When I called them, I told them that I was like, look, I'm gonna come home, you know, come back to the place, and that I have shingles, and it's not something that anybody can get unless you have the, unless you never had chicken pox, or, you know what I mean?
Well, Ms. Walker, I'm aware that shingles is highly contagious. So we'll move ahead.
The lady told me it's because there was a pregnant woman there. That's the reason why she told me I had to be so.
It is highly contagious. But let's move on to the next. Let's move on to the next. Looks like you were then assigned to live in the new solution, and you got a discharge letter saying that you were disrespectful and combative. What happened there?
Okay, if I was so disrespectful and combative, the lady who runs this place did 20-something years here in prison. And that could be semi-mediocre true, but I felt like it was because I wasn't able to pay my rent every week. And I would tell them, you know what I'm saying, I don't know anybody in Phoenix. I just parole here in Phoenix.
Okay, ma'am.
I'm from Tucson.
Okay. Well, next, yeah. It looks like you were assigned to go to TLC. And you were discharged from there for being disrespectful to staff and having chronic combative behavior and chronic bad attitude and ignoring rules. So what happened there?
Because I was not on my proper medications, which I was at the Scully House and either place. I was going reporting on time, on the task on time, staying clean.
Okay,
so
ma'am.
That could not be. If you look in between the times that I did a scandal, it was like maybe a month or two before. You know what I mean? The thing is, my residency. Had I went back to Tucson, I would have probably completed everything because my first time on parole, I completed it.
I understand.
Okay.
Looks like in August, it looks like you moved in to carry the message. And you were discharged from there for being negative, mean, disrespectful, and having an attitude that's not approachable.
Okay.
Okay.
You know what? I'm going to just take it as a grain of salt. You guys have to do what you have to do, because it's not like you're listening to me. You're going by with the people that you guys always went, so I'm not even going to say anything else, you know. My word doesn't mean anything.
All right, thank you. It looks like you also were then later put into the behavioral residential community behavior modification, and you tested positive for oxycodone and methamphetamine, and you were also discharged from that program for being aggressive and destroying property.
Oxycodone. I was getting it from my doctor. They were prescribed to me.
That was prescribed?
Methadone.
Okay, how about the methamphetamine? How about the methamphetamine?
I don't know any. I don't know. Maybe, yeah, I did.
Okay, and the methadone?
The methadone, I was going to the methadone clinic on 51st Avenue in Glendale.
Okay, so that's from a clinic. But the methamphetamine, yes. Definitely not. Okay.
Yes, I admit that I do have a drug.
Okay.
And I am trying to aware of the situation. And, you know, everybody makes mistakes.
Right. Okay, so were you in treatment, or what treatment
did
you
have? Yes, when the police pulled me over, I told them they were going to let me go. I said, look, I'm ready to go and get myself some help. So just go ahead on. I have a warrant out for my arrest. If you read the progress report, when the police pulled me, when he got me, he was like, you can go ahead and go. I was like, no, I have a warrant, a felony warrant.
Okay.
I'm really rich that you guys can just go ahead on it. You know, I need to go and get myself clean.
So, Ms. Walker, why did they pull you over? You said you were driving along. Why did they pull you over?
No, I wasn't. I was at the wrong place at the wrong time. That's when I was scheduled. Well, and the police was at the wrong... Where I was, the place was high in history. So when they was going on to other people, I was like, look, I have a warrant out for my arrest. Read the police report to everything. I said, I need to go get some help. I need help. I need to get myself clean because I was back to heroin because I did not want to go to the methadone clinic. Simple fact is, because I missed one day, they took me off of it. So I went just to self- medicated myself again.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
So, I thought of another question, and I forgot it again. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Any questions for Ms. Walker? Okay, Ms. Walker, we're coming up toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the chance to make a final statement. If there's anything else you've thought of that you would like the board to consider, just without repeating something you've already told us.
You know, I've honestly answered the questions as best I can. I didn't come here to lie, and I just came here to just say, you know, everybody needs a little help, you know what I mean? I'm not perfect. Every man makes mistakes. You know, I wish I could have took back the things that I did, but
okay.
I'm not sitting here saying for you guys to give me another chance. It's up to God. Only God knows.
All right, ma'am. Thank you, guys.
For me to stay here.
Okay. Then the board is going to go into discussion, Ms. Walker. We just ask that you stay on the phone, just remain silent, and we'll be right back with you in just a moment. Okay, the board is now in discussion. Ms. Walker certainly had lots of trouble in establishing residence. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different locations. And each time there seems to be kind of a pattern of disrespect and bad behavior, combative behavior. I'm just not seeing her as a good candidate to return to community supervision, but I've listened to any input, anything else from fellow board members. Thank you. I'm going to make a motion then based on information more of 2019W0361, a conversation with Ms. Walker, and information provided by Mr. Westby. I move to revoke community supervision as Ms. Walker was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had Baxter's about to lapse into Corona Laser Company, specifically by absconding for 14 days, and before that, not complying with the directives of her parole officer, continuing to use illegal drugs, methamphetamine, while on supervision.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded. Mr. Johnson agreed. Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, back to you, Ms. Walker. The board has voted to revoke your supervision. We're showing you a release date of April 28th, ma'am. So on that day, when you're released, you won't have a parole officer to worry about. You'll just be free to to pursue your own interests?
I don't need to be on parole no way, so I'm not tripping. But what I'm tripping is, how is it 14 days? You guys, it was no 14 days. It was probably like 9 days, because I called my parole officer maybe 2 days before I even got into that trouble.
Well, Ms. Walker, this board is a separate entity from Department of Corrections. So you would want to take that up with Time Comp through your CO3.
Oh, okay.
It's very complicated, so we don't try to figure it out. I'm sorry?
I don't have to report to her no more?
You won't have to report to, on April 28th, you'll have no parole officer anymore.
That's even better. Thank you.
All right, thank you. If you just lay the phone down, please, and then just write down in front of you there. Thank you.